1230 KHAS.
And welcome back to the Tiger Gym as we get set for the boys contest here tonight between Hastings High and Columbus as we spend a couple of minutes with Hastings head coach Lance Creech. And right now, coach, you've lost four games in a row. I'm sure you'd like to change that around tonight.
Yeah, I think, you know, this is a game that we know our opponent pretty well. We've played them two times already this year and we've split with them. But we've just got to find a way to get ourselves back on track and play a little bit more consistent on both ends and, you know, trying to get a little bit better offensive production from our crew. And more importantly, we've got to step up. We've got to defend and rebound the ball a little bit better than we have the past few games.
Of course, you lost Morgan Karloff, your leading scorer, leading rebounder four games ago, and haven't won since. Just looking for somebody to step up to maybe take his spot?
Well, as we've kind of talked as a team and as a staff, that it's not going to be one person that's going to step in and duplicate his production, and that's not necessarily what we need. We've just got to get a little bit better play from everybody involved, and right now that seems to be, you know, where we're slipping. And, you know, I knew Morgan was a big part of what we try and get done. But, you know, when you take out the ability to just go get baskets without having to draw things up, and when you replace a scorer, it's a lot harder than just replacing a shooter or maybe even a post-up player or something like that. And then his impact on the defensive end was even more than I would have imagined at this point. You know, he could guard two or three different types of players, and very good with his feet, and he was a strong enough athlete that he could guard somebody a little bit bigger, and we've really kind of fallen off more so on the defensive end, probably even in the offensive end. So, yeah, we're still kind of searching, and hopefully something will come to the forefront here soon, because there's still a lot of basketball to be played, we hope. And then with our district, I think it's still, you know, I would say Aurora and Adams Central are probably the favorites in that district, but in a one-game season, you know, anything can happen, as well as I do. So we're trying to get, you know, pieces to our puzzle still kind of put back together.
Jay, you're asking one particular player to maybe step up to assume that role. Like I said, you have to ask three or four guys to do that.
Well, I think, you know, Sam Reimer, other than the Kearney game, has really done a great job of, prior to that Kearney game on Tuesday, he had scored double figures in every game. And that's, you know, not necessarily his comfort level, and we're asking him to do a lot of things, play a lot more minutes consistently and guard the opponent's best player, whether it's a guard or a forward, and a little bit more on the offensive end. So, you know, Sam's probably taken on the biggest, I don't know if burden would be the correct word, but absorbed more of that role than anybody. So we need to continue to have him develop. And I think what happened from this, regardless of how this year finishes out, is we're going to be a better bunch at the start of next year. Now, that's not a fair thing to look forward to for three kids in our program, because we've got three seniors that we're still trying to fight and give them guys a positive experience. Those kids deserve everything that we have with the remainder of our season. So we've got to continue to play and find some things yet this year.
What about the Kearney ball game the other night? You were in it for a while, then gave up a big run midway through the first half.
They're good. You know, they're just a lot better. And Mike, I think, we had a solid game plan going in, and it wasn't a matter of us maybe not necessarily executing a game plan as much as it was. They're just longer. You know, they're more athletic, they're stronger, they were more physical. And I think what you find when you play those games is, you're pretty good to a point, and then the Class A schedule, what they're used to playing against and what we're used to playing against, is just different. You know, and that's not a knock to anybody on our schedule or anybody in our program, but you're going to have a pretty special effort to contest with Kearney, who's only, you know, they're about a little over a 500 team, and they're, or right at, I should say, a 500 club in Class A. And but when you go with the likes of Creighton Preps and Norfolks and Grand Islands and people like that on a nightly basis, it's just a different approach, and it takes a different type of game plan and athlete to play consistently at that level.
A lot of people don't think there's a lot of difference between Class A and Class B, but boy, there is in certain levels of the game, and you just got to adjust to that when you play teams like that.
Yeah, you know, and Nick Hamburger hit it right on the head. I kind of jumped him about not getting a rebound. He's like, Coach, I was there. I had it blocked out. I did everything I could, and he just rose up over me and got it. And, you know, as I cooler heads prevailed, and I sit back and look at it, he was 100% right. You know, I mean, there's a lot of times when there's not a lot. You can be in the right position. You can have everything done right, and all of a sudden it's just a longer, more athletic kid you're playing against. And, you know, as we all know in athletics, you know, as much as we want to say it's about the X's and O's, so more times than not, it's about the Jimmys and Joes. And especially on Tuesday, they were just better than we were, you know. And if you play them 10 times, you might be able to sneak a couple of them out. But that wasn't one of those on Tuesday.
See another Class A opponent tonight in Columbus. Maybe a team that we match up a little bit better with. Like I said, we split with these guys. This will be the third meeting of the season between you guys. So you're kind of familiar with your opponent today.
Yeah, we really are, you know, and it's kind of an unusual circumstance. But Coach Haven and I talked a year ago about playing home and home. We just felt this was a good game for both teams. We're very similar in regard to, you know, population of our communities and three high schools in our communities, and we kind of fit each other's needs as far as scheduling and things of that nature. And we dropped one early in the year going up there, dropped one by six, and then the first round of the conference tournament we faced each other here at Hastings and got one by 12. So both of those obviously with Morgan. So this, you know, we just don't know what we're going to see tonight, but I know neither roster, neither lineup has changed a great deal up to this point. So very familiar, and it's just going to be a matter of taking care of the basketball and who can execute the best.
What are we going to see out of Columbus tonight?
Well, you'll see a multitude of things. You know, I mean, they do a very good job of spreading the floor. They're not a big bunch. You know, we would have an advantage in size if we can get the tempo and the type of game that we want. I like our odds, but if they're going to continue to push the tempo and they have a tendency to want to get out and run a little bit more than maybe even we're used to. And theirs is a little bit different because their post player was a guard on their team a year ago, you know, and he's post player kind of by committee, you know, a 6'2 kid, very strong, very athletic, sliver boy, and he can really rebound and just go. So that puts a lot of pressure on your post players to try and guard him 94 feet, you know, and do some of those things. So it's going to be a different challenge for us, and we're just going to have to make sure and really take care of the ball. You know, the other night at Kearney, we had 7 turnovers in the first quarter and 13 for the game. So once we kind of got calmed down and, you know, we had an opportunity to get shots up, we did all right. It's just, you know, we've got to make shots once we get them up.
Okay.
Thanks, Mike.
Lance Creech, head coach for Hastings High. Stick around. We got the starting lineups and the play-by-play description coming up next. Hastings High and Columbus tonight on 1230 KHAS.
When it hurts, come to Burt's. Burt's Drug Stores in Hastings has the best prescription and over-the-counter service and free delivery 6 days a week. You get old-fashioned know-you-buy your first-name personal service at Burt's Drug Store downtown Hastings and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue. Insurance Plus Financial Services means more than insurance. They have a full line of investments plus life, health, and long-term care. Also offering both bookkeeping and tax preparation services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington in Hastings.
Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings, 207 South Burlington, is the place for all your rehabilitation needs. PTSR offers a wide variety of services, including orthopedic, neurologic, and sports injury rehabilitation. A certified hand specialist is available for the more delicate upper extremity injuries. Aquatic therapy and balance training is also available. A certified athletic trainer is on staff as well. PTSR has a strong industrial services division providing physical and functional capacity testing, as well as drug and alcohol screening. Please visit our website at www.ptsrhastings.com.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
1230 KHAS.
High school basketball action here tonight on 1230 KHAS. Hastings High getting set to take on the Columbus Discoverers here tonight. We'll get you some scoring updates brought to you by Furniture Direct, located on South Burlington and Hastings. We deliver the score. Furniture Direct delivers to your door. Get free local delivery, setup and removal on any Beauty Rest mattress purchase. Get more than what you expect when you shop Furniture Direct. Just south of the Sonic Drive-In in Hastings and online at Furniture Direct Hastings. Columbus.net. Again, in the first ball game here today, it was the Columbus girls beating Hastings High for the third time this season, winning by a score of 49-38. Again, the Discovers, they outscored the Tigers 32-15 in the second half to claim the victory tonight. So Hastings High, they dropped to 8-9 in the season. In the Blue Plaque Conference Tournament in the semifinals for the boys, Ord has beaten Wood River tonight by a score of 56-43. So Ord will play for the championship tomorrow at 4 o'clock against either Adams Central or Kearney Catholic. Still waiting for a final score on that ball game, as that one was going on earlier tonight out at Adams Central. Wilcox-Hildreth has picked up a win in the Fort Kearney Conference semifinals. That's at the Bureau Event Center in Kearney. Wilcox-Hildreth over Elm Creek tonight by a score of 53-41. This scoreboard update is brought to you by Furniture Direct, located on South Burlington and Hastings, just south of the Sonic Drive-In, and online at FurnitureDirectHastings.net. So we got Hastings High and Columbus in boys competition here tonight. Of course, the big story for the Tigers, they were having a pretty good season at 7 wins and 5 losses. Then their leading scorer and leading rebounder, Morgan Karloff, went down with a knee injury. And since then, the Tigers have lost 4 straight games, losing to Grand Island Northwest, losing to Gothenburg, losing to Adams Central, and losing the other night to Kearney. During that time, they averaged only 43.2 points per ball game in those 4 losses. So Hastings head coach Lance Creech looking for somebody to step up and take Morgan's role here. It might have to be by committee, as the Tigers are averaging only 49 points per ball game on the season so far, 43.2 with Morgan on the sidelines. Hastings was beaten by Northwest 46-37. They lost to Gothenburg by a couple of points on the road, 45-43. Lost to Adams Central, 58-48. And they lost to Kearney the other night on Tuesday, 68-45. The Tigers, all 4 of those games are on the road. They're just happy to get back home, I think, here as they take on the Columbus here tonight. Hastings High losing to Kearney the other night, as the Bearcats went on a 16-2 run in the first half of play, and they went on to win 66-45 over Hastings High. The Tigers plagued by turnovers. They had 14 turnovers in that ball game and shot only 39% from the floor. And Hastings High lost their 4th straight game, losing to Kearney the other night by the score of 68-45. Meanwhile, Columbus, they come in. They have a record of 6 wins and 11 losses on the season. They have split a couple of games with Hastings so far this year. Hastings High lost to Columbus during the regular season, 58-52. And Hastings beating Columbus in the first round of the GNAC tournament back on December the 29th, beating by a score of 57-45. Columbus has lost the last 3 ball games in 5 out of the last 6. Last 3 games, they've dropped games to Lincoln North Star, 74-58. They've lost to Bennington, 73-47. And they lost to Lincoln East, 69-42. So Hastings High squaring off here with the Columbus Discovers here in this basketball game here tonight. We'll get to the starting lineups brought to you by 5 Points Bank of Hastings. 5 Points Bank, locally owned, locally managed with friendly service. 3 convenient locations and a strong commitment to area youth. Many reasons why 5 Points Bank is the better bank. So the starters for Hastings High tonight, Vinny Schmidt will get a start for the Tigers, a 5'9" sophomore. Vinny is averaging 9.9 points per ball game. Also Sam Reimer, a 5'10" junior. Reimer is averaging 5.1 points and 1.8 rebounds per game. Nick Hamburger is a 6'1" senior. Hamburger is averaging 8.5 points and 4.3 rebounds per game. Zane Bender is a 6'4" sophomore. Bender is averaging 6.6 points and 5.1 rebounds per game. Then Addison Bielau, a 6'5" senior. Bielau is averaging 7.1 points and 5.6 rebounds per contest. Hastings High averaging 49 points per ball game on offense. They're giving up 51.8 on the defensive end. Hastings hitting 45% of their field goal tries this season. 36% from three-point territory, 69% from the free throw line. Hastings High getting out rebounded 24-27. Hastings with 15 turnovers per ball game. They forced 12 on the defensive end. The Tigers coached by Lance Creech. The Columbus Discoverers will go this way. Dallas Oberg, he's a 6 foot junior. Oberg is averaging 13.4 points and 2.8 rebounds per game. Mitchell Greiner is a 5 foot 11 inch sophomore. Greiner is averaging 8.2 points and 2.6 rebounds per game. Parker Smekel is a 6 foot 1 inch senior. Smekel is averaging 11.4 points and 3.1 rebounds per game. Nathan Wolf is a 6 foot senior. Wolf is averaging 4.2 points and 2.8 rebounds per game. Nathan Sliva is a 6 foot 1 inch senior. Sliva is averaging 11.9 points and 6.4 rebounds per ball game. Columbus is averaging 55.1 points per ball game on offense. They give up 65.2 on the defensive end as they have a record of 6 wins and 11 losses. Columbus is hitting 48% of their field goal tries this year, 36% from three-point territory, 68% from the free throw line. Columbus grabs 22 rebounds per ball game, and they turn the ball over 11 times per contest. Your starting lineups tonight brought to you by Five Points Bank, now with three locations in Hastings, 2815 Osborne Drive West, 320 South Burlington, and at 322 North St. Joe. Hastings Five Points Bank, the better bank, member FDIC. So Hastings High dressed in their homestanding white uniforms here tonight, trimmed and lettered in the orange. Columbus is dressed in their burgundy uniforms with their white trim. Hastings will shoot to our basket to our left, and we're set to go. Hastings High basketball tonight here on 1230 KHAS, online at www.hastingslink.com. Also online tonight at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Columbus controls the opening tip. Again, the Discoverers shooting to our basket to our right. Hastings High will play a man-to-man defense here tonight. There's a Sliva with the ball out here in three-point territory. Sliva just holds on to it, goes to the far sideline. Mitchell Greiner with the ball now. Mitchell Greiner comes out to Smekel. Gives the ball away to Dallas Oberg. Oberg is one of their leading scorers. He's in double figures, averaging 13.4 points per ball game. Nathan Wolf, he drives the ball. Contact made, and the foul is going to be called inside. As Nathan Wolf runs over a man down there for the Tigers, that's Vinny Schmidt getting up. And the Hamburger picks up the personal foul. That's going to be his first. Vinny took a beating down there, but Hamburger gets hit with a personal foul. First team foul in Hastings High. And now Columbus is forced to burn a timeout as the Tigers were guarding the inbound man there underneath the basket. And Columbus is forced to burn a timeout here. Brought to you by Crozier Park Pharmacy of Hastings, located at 405 East 14th Street in Hastings. Call 462-4600. Back with more after this.
Five Points Bank is highly committed to investing in our community. This is what locally owned, locally managed banks do and do well.
We are proud to be a leading supporter of the United Way. We were the third largest contributor to the 2013 annual campaign. Also, we recently contributed $25,000 towards the construction of the new pavilion at Highland Park, which will create a public space for the entire community to enjoy.
Giving back, it's part of our mission statement and helps make Hastings a great community. Five Points Bank, the better bank.
1230 KHAS.
Hi, Columbus plays it in here. Still no score between Hastings and Columbus in boys high school basketball action. The Tigers in a man-to-man defense. They power the ball down low, then back outside. Columbus very deliberate here on this initial possession of the basketball game. There's a Dallas Oberg with the ball. Goes over there on the wing on the left side. That's going to be a Sliva as he hands it out here in the three-point territory to Dallas Oberg. We played 1 minute already here in this first quarter. Nobody's even attempted a shot yet. There's a lob pass. They get it inside there to a Sliva. Back outside now to Greiner. He drives it down the lane. His shot high off the window is good. Mitchell Greiner scoring there for Columbus, and the Discoverers go out on top of Hastings 2-0, but it took him a minute and 15 seconds to get that first field goal down here for the Discoverers in his first quarter. Hastings High comes back quickly with the ball now. There's a Bilal with it now. Bilal comes out to a Sam Reimer, sends it down in the corner to Vinny Schmidt. Out to a Reimer again, out here in three-point territory. Brings it back to Schmidt on the near sideline, down in the corner. Long-range jumper put up there by Hamburger is no good. Rebound comes down here to a Nathan Sliva. As he comes back the other way, Sliva gets it away. The Wolf jump pass down in the corner. Long-range jumper for three. Good. Parker Schmeckel scoring on a three-ball there, and Columbus goes out on top by a score of 5-0 over the Tigers. We have played 2 minutes here in this first quarter from the jungle up here at Hastings High. Vinny Schmidt with the ball for the Tigers. Comes to the near sideline to Sam Reimer. Here's Nick Hamburger at the top of the key. Vinny Schmidt on the wing on the right side. Entry pass down low. Grabbing the ball is going to be Bender. Can't put up a shot. Out to Schmidt looking to penetrate. Can't do it. comes here to Sam Reimer, 25 feet away from the basket. Back to Vinny from the corner. Three-pointer up. Good. Vinny Schmidt knocks down a three-pointer from the corner. He's hitting 40% of his trays so far this year. Gets the Tigers on the scoreboard. 5-3 is the score. Schmidt is averaging 9.9 points per ball game. There's a fadeaway jumper from the free throw line up and in by Parker Schmeichel. Schmeichel hit a three in the last possession. He gets a two here. 7-3 is the score. There's a baseline jumper by Belisle. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Griner. So 7-3. Columbus has got the lead. Dallas Oberg with the ball now for the Discoverers on the far sideline. Dallas Oberg will send it down in the corner. That's Nathan Wolf with the ball. Wolf comes down into 3 points there. It's way to Griner. Now between the circles with the ball is going to be Parker Schmeichel as he calls out the play here. Addison Belisle sneaks out there to pick him up man on man. Top of the key. Here's a sliver with the ball. His pass down the lane is going to be intercepted. First turnover on Columbus. Intercepted by Hamburger down to Vinny Schmidt down the near sideline. Vinny out to Addison Belisle at the free throw line. Jumper is up there. Good. Addison Belisle nails a free throw line jumper. That's his first field goal of the ball game. 7-5 is the score now. Hastings High down by 2 points early in the ball game. 4:38 to play. Here in the first quarter, there's a pass that's going to be deflected. Reimer grabs the ball for Hastings High. Second turnover on Columbus as Reimer takes it down the right sideline. His pass ahead is going to be right through the fingertips of Hamburger out of bounds. So Hastings forces the turnover on the defensive end, and they come back and turn it over themselves. They were hit by turnovers the other night against Kearney. Turn it over 14 times against the Bearcats. 7-5 is the score. Hastings High trailing Columbus. These two teams split their two meetings so far this season. Once in the GNAC tournament and once in the regular season back in December. There's a three-pointer put up there from the corner. No good by Schmeichel. Rebound comes down to Zane Bender for Hastings High. Gets it away to Vinny Schmidt. Left-handed dribble across the timeline. Vinny on the far sideline. Grillman on the ball comes over here to Hamburger down in the corner. That's Sam Reimer with the ball. Pass out to the top of the key. Addison Belisle has got it. Moves it to the wing on the left side. Can't put up a shot. Now Nick Hamburger takes it into the paint. Kicks it back out here. Between the circles to Reimer. Now to Nick Hamburger again. Dribbles to the left wing. Not to Vinny Schmidt. Swings it right side to Reimer. Takes it down on the baseline. 10-footer off of the glass is no good. Rebound comes down to Schmeichel. Parker Schmeichel has got the ball now for the Columbus Discoverers. Waist-high dribble as he comes into the offensive zone here. There's a feed to the top of the key to Sliva. He hands it back. There's a three-pointer put up there. It's going to be off of the back iron. No good by Griner, and the rebound comes down to Hastings. That's Hamburger with the ball, running her back the other way for the Tigers. Hamburger down on the baseline. Nice pass inside to Bender. His shot is good, and he's fouling the play. Nice pass by Hamburger. He gets the assist. Zane Bender gets the field goal, and he goes to the free throw line for one as he is hacked in the arm here. Personal foul is going to be whistled on Michael Cook of Columbus. That's going to be his first team foul on the Discoverers. And Zane Bender to the free throw line now for the Tigers. 56% foul shooter in the season. Hastings is a team hitting 69% of their foul shots so far this year. Zane Bender to the line here for the Tigers. Eyes the bucket. Shot is up there. Good 3-point play. 9-7 is the score now. The Hastings High Tigers have the lead at the 3:17 mark. Here comes Columbus back with the ball here on the near sideline. Dallas Oberg has got the ball. Oberg sends it out between the circles now to Mitchell Griner. Griner over to Nathan Silva. Gets out to the top of the key again to Nathan Wolf. Now just passing the ball around the perimeter now as the Tigers are attacking man-to-man. Entry pass, they get it to Cook. He hands it away. There's a shot by Oberg from 15 that won't go, and a foul's going to be called on the rebound. So go on Cook. That's going to be his second. Second foul on Michael Cook. Hastings St. Cecilia has won tonight in boys high school basketball. St. Cecilia 59, Parkview Christian 24. That game was in Lincoln tonight. Hastings St. Cecilia picks up the win 59-24 in boys high school basketball action in the capital city tonight. 8-7 is the score here. Hastings High has got the lead. Tigers dump the ball down low. Bender has got it, and he's going to be fouled into play. A little fake there, and the Discoverers came down on top of him, and a foul is going to be called here on Nathan Wolf. That's going to be his first. That's going to be team foul number 3 on the Discoverers here in the first quarter of play. 8-7. Hastings High has got the lead. Tigers have the ball. Vinny Schmidt hands it away now to Hamburger out here in 3-point territory. That's going to be Addison Belisle. Now to Vinny Schmidt. Entry pass down low. Bender has got the ball. Bender drives it toward the goal. Ball knocked loose. Bender picks her back up. Top of the tee. Reimer drives it down the lane. Shot off the glass. No good. Tip try. No good. Foul called. Personal foul here is going to go on Hastings. It's going to go on Addison Belisle. That's going to be his first. Team foul number two on the Tigers, so Columbus will come back the other way. Columbus is 6-11 on the season. Hastings High is 7-11. Meeting here tonight at the Jungle at Hastings High. Nathan Wolf has got the ball between the circles now to a Schmeichel. Schmeichel backs up against Addison Belisle. Here's a pass over here to Nathan Wolf. High right side, now between the circles again to a Silva. Down the right side, Dallas Olberg takes it down to the baseline, and his shot from 10 is up and in. Dallas Olberg gets his first field goal of the ball game. He's averaging 13.4 in the season. 9-8. Now Columbus has got the lead with a 1:47 left here in the first quarter from the Tiger Gym tonight. Here's Sam Reimer with the ball to Belisle at the free throw line. Dumps it down low to Bender. Shot is up there and in. Zane Bender gets the field goal. That's his second field goal of the ball game. Now he's got 5 points. Hastings High reclaims the lead 10-9. There's a pass inside. They're going to get to Schmeichel. Schmeichel working down to the baseline. A shot over Belisle. It's going to be no good. Offensive rebound. Nathan Wolf has got it back out to the free throw line. To Olberg, his shot no good. The ball poked out and it's going to be picked up by Vinny Schmidt. Schmidt runs it back 2-on-2 to the goal. He goes and his shot is up and in. Vinny Schmidt now with 5 points in the ball game. Hastings has the lead 12-9 over the Columbus Discoverers. There's a reverse slam underneath the hole by Silva. His shot's going to be no good. Bender grabs the rebound. Allen pass goes to the far sideline now. That's going to be Vinny Schmidt with the ball into the offensive zone. Over here to Nick Hamburger, out of Belisle. Out to Vinny, top of the key. Vinny Schmidt looks, brings it back to the right side. That's Reimer with the ball. Here's Zane Bender at the top of the key. Sends it to Vinny Schmidt on the wing. Behind the screen, throws up a three and misses. No good. Rebound loose. Bender had it. He lost it. It's picked up here by Mitchell Greiner. Reiner now for the Columbus Discoverers down the near sideline to Nathan Silva. 31 seconds to play here in this first quarter. Hastings High has got the lead over Columbus. The score is 12-9. And now Columbus will play for the final shot here in the first quarter. Here's a Dallas Olberg. He comes out and gets the ball out here near the 10-second line. He just holds it here. Reimer will sneak out and guard him man-on-man. Bounce pass to the near sideline to Wolf. Now with 9 seconds to play. Left side, they get the ball to Greiner. Pass down in the corner to Olberg. 4 seconds, 3 seconds. Out on top, here's Schmeichel. He drives it. His running one-hander is up there, no good. And that's the end of the first quarter of play. One quarter in the books in boys high school basketball action tonight. The score after one, Hastings High 12, Columbus 9.
The Food Cupboard is the smart shopper's first choice. Food Cupboard is open from 9 to 6 Monday through Saturday across from Good Samaritan Village. Stop in today and find huge discounts on groceries, health and beauty products, cleaning supplies, pet supplies, and general merchandise. At the Food Cupboard, it's the same stuff at half the cost. Food Cupboard now accepts EBT, debit, and credit cards. Located in the old Honda shop at the intersection of Highway 6 and D Street in Hastings.
Get more than you expect. Furniture Direct.
Get the night's sleep you deserve and save during the Presidential Savings Event at Furniture Direct. Experience the Simmons Beauty Sleep Bureau Top, now only $3.99 for the queen size set. The Beauty Rest Recharge offers the firm support you prefer, now only $4.99 in the queen set. Up to 24 months special financing subject to credit approval. Hurry to the Presidential Savings Event at Furniture Direct on South Burlington behind Sonic and Hastings and online at FurnitureDirectHastings.com.
1230 KHAS.
High school basketball action here tonight on 1230 KHAS and also online at www.hastingslink.com. Your internet streaming brought to you by Hastings College. Challenge yourself, inspire greatness. Hastings does that. You can find out more at www.hastings.edu. So Hastings High with the lead over Columbus here in the boys basketball game tonight. 12-9 is the score. Hastings getting 5 points in the first quarter from Vinny Schmidt. 5 points from Zane Bender and a couple of points from Madison Belisle. Hastings High with a lead over Columbus trying to break a four-game losing streak here tonight. Addison Belisle with the ball, moves it down the right side of the lane to the goal. His shot's up there and in. Addison Belisle scores. That's his second field goal of the ball game, and the Tigers are out on top by a score of 14-9 now as we play in the second quarter. Columbus dressed in their burgundy and white uniform, shooting to our basket to our right here tonight. Nathan Wolf at the top of the key, drives it down the left side of the lane, spins, puts it up there right-handed and scores. Nathan Wolf scores there over Nick Hamburger of Hastings High defensively. First field goal of the ball game for Wolf. It's a 14-11 ball game now. Hastings out on top by 3 points. Hamburg with the ball for the Tigers down in the corner. That's Reimer with it. Reimer out to Belau. Rainbow pass down in the right corner. Nick Hamburger grabs the ball, takes it to the elbow on the right side of the lane. Hamburger gives it up to Vinny Schmidt down in the corner, down to Reimer, looking to penetrate. Can't do it. Belau at the elbow. Shot good. Addison Belau hits his third field goal of the ball game. He's got 6 points. 16-11. Hastings High has been challenged here offensively the last four games after losing their leading scorer. Morgan Karloff has been averaging just a shade over 43 points per ball game during those four losses. They've got 16 on the board already here in this second quarter. Out on top of Columbus by the score of 16-11. Parker Schmeckel from the top of the key. Three-pointer is going to be short, no good. Rebound comes down to Reimer. Reimer runs her back the other way. Two on two to the goal. He goes. His shot is up there. Is no good, and he's fouling the play. Reimer will go to the free throw line now for the Hastings High Tigers. Parker Schmeckel picks up the personal foul. That's going to be his first. Team foul number four on the Discoverers. That's going to be Reimer going to the free throw line now for Hastings. Reimer's a 57% foul shooter on the season. He's averaging 5.1 points per ball game. He has not scored so far tonight. Sam Reimer toes the mark. Shot is up there. It's good. Reimer will have one more. In the Hastings High girls tonight, they lost the opener to Columbus. Final score of 49-38. Hastings High had the lead in that ball game. Columbus with a big second half. 17-11. The Hastings High boys with a 6-point lead here in this one. Next shot is up there by Reimer. That's going to be no good. Columbus grabs the rebound. So Hastings High with the lead. 7 minutes, actually 6 minutes and 22 seconds to play in the second quarter. Here's Dallas Olberg with the ball. Comes to the right side down to the top of the key. Driving down the lane is going to be Schmeckel. The shot's going to be no good. Rebound down to Belau. Addison Belau gets it ahead to Vinny Schmidt. Into the forecourt to Reimer. Back out to Vinny for three. Shot is up there. It's going to be off of the front iron. No good. The rebound comes out here to Nathan Wolf for Columbus. Wolf to the far sideline is Schmeckel. Brings it back to the center of the floor. Flips it away to Wolf. He drives the ball to the right wing now. Picked up there by the Tigers. That's a Bryant Minkies into the ball game now. Can't do anything with it. Comes out to a Dallas Olberg out here in 3-point territory. Tigers staying with their man-to-man defense. Olberg moves it to the right side of the floor now. Gives it to a Parker Schmeckel. Entry pass inside. A shot by Griner is going to be blocked down and the foul is called. A foul here will go on Hastings. Jarek Foote picks up the personal foul. That's going to be his first. So Foote into the ball game now for Hastings High. He's a 6'2" and senior. This will be a non-shooting foul. It's going to be Columbus playing it in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. Nathan Sliva coming back into the ball game. For the Columbus Discoverers. Down in the corner is going to be Griner. Picked up there by Minky. Griner drives the baseline. Wings it out here on the left wing. A shot by Wolf is up there and in. A three-pointer. Check that. That's Parker Schmeckel throwing down to three. He's not got 8 points in the ball game for Columbus, and it's a 17-14 ball game. Hastings with a 3-point lead. There's a Minky, dribbles at the elbow, left side of the lane. Out to Reimer. Minky down in the corner. Foote has got the ball. Rainbow pass back out on top to Vinny Schmidt. Drives it down the lane. He's hammered on the play, and a foul is called. A foul here is going to go on Dallas Olberg of Columbus. That's going to be his first. Into the ball game now for Hastings High, Zane Bender. Here comes Nick Hamburger back in. Belau checks out. Sam Reimer comes to the bench. 5:07 to play here in the first half. Hastings High has got the lead over Columbus to score 17-14. Vinny Schmidt will play things in to Hamburger. Back to Vinny. He puts it on the floor, dribbles it down the lane. Bounce pass goes down to Bender, puts a man in the air, goes up for the shot and scores. Zane Bender now with 7 points in the ballgame. Vinny Schmidt gets the assist. Tigers are out on top by 5 points, 19-14. Here's Schmeckel with the ball out here in 3 point territory. Picked up by Vinny Schmidt. Over on the wing on the left side. Bombs away for three. A shot up and in. Dallas Olberg knocks down a three-pointer for Columbus. He's got 5 points in the ball game. Columbus now within 2 points. 19-17. They're in the second quarter. Hastings High with the ball. Minky trying to drive it. Can't do it. Gives it away to Hamburger. Top of the key. Dribbles inside the free throw circle. Goes over to Minky. There's a pass down on the baseline again. But the basketball down there for Hastings is going to be Jarek Foote. Brings it back out to Hamburger, down to Minky here on the near sideline. He drives it toward the goal, tries to dump it away. The ball is going to be tipped away. Minky picks her back up. Brian Minky keeps it alive here for Hastings High. Dribbles out here in 3-point territory, sends it over to Vinny Schmidt. Vinny to the near sideline now. That's going to be Hamburger with the ball. Hamburger at the top of the key. Now to a jerk foot. Out to Hamburger just beyond the three-point circle. Hamburger comes across the top to Vinny. He drives it toward the goal. The ball's going to be stripped away. Scramble is on underneath the basket. Finally, it's loose and it's picked up by Hamburger, and he scores. Ball came out of there. They had a big old scrum underneath the basket. The ball pops out of there, and Hamburger picks it up and throws it down the hole for a score. Hastings High out on top by 4 points now at 21-17. Entry pass to get it inside to Cook. Turnaround jumper off of the baseline. It's going to be no good. Offensive rebound. Follow shot by Sliva. No good. Now we got a foul called. Personal foul here is going to go on the Hastings High. It's going to go on Foot. That's going to be his second personal foul. Team foul number 4 on Hastings. So going to the free throw line. There's going to be Michael Cook, and his shot is up there and in. Cook is a 50% foul shooter on the season. He's 8 out of 16 coming into the ball game here tonight. Addison Bilal comes back into the ball game now for the Hastings High Tigers. 21-18, Hastings out on top in boys high school basketball action tonight. There's the next one that's up there. It is good by Michael Cook. Into the ball game now is going to be Nathan Wolf. Wolf will come in. Cook will go out. For the Discoverers, Hastings High comes back with the basketball. 21-19, Hastings out on top of Columbus tonight. Binky goes to Bender at the free throw line. Jumper is up there, good. Zane Bender has got 4 field goals here in the first half. He's got 9 points. He's been averaging 6.6 on the season. Here's Olberg for 3 at the other end. His shot good. Dallas Olberg knocks down another 3, second one of the quarter. He's now got 8 points in the ball game, and Columbus is back within 1. 23-22 is the score with 3 minutes to play now here in the first half. Here's Sam Reimer with the ball, top of the key to Hamburger. Brings it back to Reimer. He'll fire up a 3. It's going to be too strong. No good. Rebound Oberg. Dallas Oberg has got the ball for Columbus. The Discoverers can pull ahead here with a successful trip down the floor. Nathan Wolf has got the ball. Now to Schmeckel. Nice pass inside. Grabbing it. Shooting and scoring is Nathan Silva. He scores. That's his first field goal of the ball game, and Columbus is out on top now by a score of 24-23. Hastings back with the ball in their offensive end. Down on the baseline, driving is Bilal. Reverse layup is up there and in. Addison Bilal moves it from the left corner toward the goal, and reverse layup is through the hole. And the Tigers reclaim the lead at 25-24. Here's Columbus back at the other end. A three-pointer from the corner is going to be no good. That shot taken there by Griner. Rebound comes down to Bender of Hastings. Bender to the far sideline, out of Hamburger. Nice pass to Bilal, shot up and in. Addison Bilal now with 10 points in the ball game. 27-24. Hastings now with a 3-point lead, and now the Tigers going to flash a little zone at Columbus to see what they can do here. Schmeckel has got the ball over here on the wing to Dallas Oberg. Oberg out between the circles. That's a Mitchell Griner. Left side to a Schmeckel. Schmeckel looking to penetrate. Can't do it as they throw the ball around the perimeter. As a Tigers hunker down in this zone defense. There's a shot taken there from the left side. It's going to be no good by Schmeckel. And the rebound comes down to Hastings. Hamburger, long pass down to Florida. Bilal shot up and in, and he's fouling the play. Hamburger with a couple of nice plays there, getting assists. And Bilal gets the field goal for the Tigers, and he is fouling the play. Addison's had a good first half. He's got 12 points in the basketball game. Personal foul is going to be whistled on Nathan Wolf. That's going to be his second. That's going to be team foul number 6. On Columbus, there's going to be Bilal going to the free throw line, a 71% foul shooter in the season. Tigers have opened up a 5-point lead here in this one. 29-24, Hastings with the lead. Bilal to the free throw line, puts it up there, shot is good. So Hastings have been averaging 43 points per ball game. Their last 4, all losses. They've got 30 points on the board in the first half alone here in this contest against Columbus. Here's Dallas Olberg with the ball, back out on top to Griner, shot for 3, no good. Rebound, Bilal had it. He lost it. It's picked up here by Silva. Back down in the corner. Shot is up and in by Dallas Olberg. Another three-pointer. Olberg has now got 11 points in the ball game. 3 three-pointers here in the first half of the Discoverers. Keeps Columbus within striking distance. A minute to play here in the second quarter. 30-27. Hastings out on top by 3 points. There's a Zane Bender. Moves it down the right side of the lane to the goal. He goes. The shot is up there and in. Zane Bender scores. He's got 11. Addison Bilal has got 13. 32-27. Hastings with a 5-point lead down on the baseline. Driving. Shot is up there and in. Michael Cook scoring. That's his first field goal. He's got 4 points. 32-29. Hastings with a 3-point lead, and now the Tigers come back in their offensive zone with the basketball. And now Lance wants to burn a timeout here, trying to set something up here at the end of the second quarter. Timeout brought to you by the Crozier Park Pharmacy at 405 East 14th Street in Hastings. We'll be back with more after this.
Are you tired of being just another number waiting in line to get your prescriptions filled? Hi, this is Scott Kirkegaard, owner of Crozier Park Pharmacy in Hastings, and I would like to invite you to experience our personal service. At Crozier Park Pharmacy, we have speedy service, free mail order, and free delivery in the Hastings area. We're open Monday through Friday, 9 to 6, and Saturdays, 9 to 1. We are located at 405 East 14th Street by Crozier Park. For more information, call 462-4600, and I hope to have the opportunity to help you with your pharmacy needs soon.
1230 KHAS.
Scoreboard update brought to you by Furniture Direct of Hastings, located on South Burlington, just south of the Sonic Drive-In. Adams Central Patriots beat Kearney Catholic tonight in boys high school play 70-51. Adams Central plays for the Luplan Conference Championship tomorrow against Ord. The Chanticleer is knocked off Wood River tonight by a score of 56-43. Scoreboard update brought to you by Furniture Direct of Hastings. Check them out online at furnituredirecthastings.net. Hastings High trying to set something up here. Right at the end of the second quarter, they've got a 3-point lead, 32-29. Vinny Schmidt with the ball with 10 seconds to play. The Hamburger, now to Bilal. Right side to Reimer. Reimer dribbling the ball, 5 seconds. Reimer drives it to the free throw line. Bounce pass is going to be kicked, and it's going to be Hastings inbounding the ball from underneath their own basket. Now with 2.4 seconds to play. So the entry pass was kicked there, and Hastings High will play things in. Nick Hamburger grabs the ball here for the Tigers. He gets it in right in front of the basket to Bender, and he's fouled in a play by Cook. Bender right in front of the hole. He is fouled in a play by Michael Cook, who picks up his third personal foul here in the first half. And that's going to bring Zane Bender to the free throw line. Bender has got 11 points already here in the first half. He's one out of one from the free throw line. He'll have a couple of shots here. As he was fouled in the act of shooting. His shot is up there. The first one is good. He'll get one more. That gives Hastings High a 4-point advantage now at 33-29 in boys high school basketball action. Zane Bender will have one more here for the Tigers. The other four Tiger teammates are now behind the shooters. Bender goes to the line and nails his second one. 13 points. There's a long pass down the floor. Grabbing it. That was a long 2 seconds there. Shot is up there. It's no good. And that's the end of the first half of play. Hastings High has got the lead at halftime. They put 34 points on the board here in the first half against the Columbus Discoverers. At the break, Hastings High has got the lead over Columbus. It's the Tigers 34, the Discoverers 29. You're listening to Boys High School Basketball tonight on 1230 KHAS.
When you're building the home you've always wanted, look to 400 Series Windows and Patio Doors from a brand most trusted by builders and remodelers, Anderson. With variety, style, and time-tested performance, it's no wonder that they're the most popular windows and doors. 400 Series Windows and Doors from Anderson. Why choose anything else? Available from Square Deal Lumber and Holstein. BuySquareDeal.com or call them at 402-756-5881.
Yeah, traffic again. You've sat in it like a zillion times. But this time, why don't you mix it up with a Pepsi? Yeah? Sounds nice, doesn't it? Aw, yeah. Jams aren't so bad with the cool cola flow. Look at that cabbie waving at you. Ah, what a friendly guy. Whoa, check out that orange cone. It's like sunshine. Pepsi always gives you the green light on total enjoyment. And now, you're experiencing a whole world of refreshment. Without moving at all.
Oh, yeah.
Pepsi. Live for now.
1230 KHAS.
High school basketball action for you tonight here on 1230 KHAS. The Hastings High Tigers out on top of Columbus by a score of 34-29. Get you some halftime numbers brought to you by the Food Cupboard of Hastings. Find huge discounts on groceries, health and beauty products, general merchandise, and more. located at the intersection of Highway 6 and D Street in Hastings. Shop at the Food Cupboard and save big today. So Hastings High got the lead here at halftime. The score is 34-29 over the Discoverers. Columbus actually jumped out to a 5-0 lead here in this basketball game. Hastings High came back to grab their first lead of the ball game at 9-7 with 3:17 to play in the first quarter. Hastings High had the lead after 1-12-9. Hastings High opened up a 6-point lead early in the second quarter at 17-11 with 6:22 to play until halftime. Columbus came back to reclaim the lead at 24-23. And now the Tigers have got the lead here at halftime. The score is 34-29. Leading the way for Hastings High so far, Zane Bender and Addison Bilal, both outstanding first halves, each scoring 13 points in the first 16 minutes of play. Bender had 5 field goals, and he was 3 out of 3 from the free throw line. Addison Bilal, he had 6 field goals, and he was 1 for 1 from the line. So Zane Bender and Addison Bilal, they've combined to score 26 out of the 34 points for the Tigers in the first half. Vinny Schmidt, he's got a 3 and a 2. He's got 5 points. Nick Hamburger, he's got a field goal for 2. And Sam Reimer, 1 out of 2 from the free throw line. He's got 1 point. Hastings High, 5 out of 6 from the free throw line. And I've got them with only 1 turnover here in the first half of play after they turned the ball over 14 times on Tuesday night in that ball game against the Kearney High Bearcats. Columbus is being led by Dallas Oberg. Oberg has knocked down 3 3-pointers, and he's got a 2-point field goal here in the first half. He's got 11 points. Parker Schmeckel, he's got 8 points. Schmeckel has got a couple of 3-pointers and a 2-point field goal. The other scorers for Columbus, we've got Michael Cook with a field goal, and he is 2 out of 2 from the free throw line. He's got 4. Nathan Sliva, he's got a field goal for 2 points. Nathan Wolf has got a field goal for 2, and Mitchell Griner has got a field goal and 2 points. Columbus 2 out of 2 from the free throw line, unofficially 2 turnovers in the basketball game. So Hastings High has got the lead over Columbus at halftime. The score is 34-29. Our halftime numbers brought to you by the Food Cupboard of Hastings. Remember, you can find huge discounts on groceries, health and beauty products, general merchandise, and more. Just stop by the Food Cupboard and save big today. You know where they're at. They're at the intersection of Highway 6 and D Street in Hastings. Halftime here at the Tiger Den at the Jungle. Hastings out on top of the Columbus Discoverers. The score is 34-29. Back with more after this.
Shop local, save big at ShopWheelerDealer.com to subscribe, allowing us to send you the deal of the day every morning via text message. Text the words Wheeler Dealer to 90210. Shop local, save big. ShopWheelerDealer.com.
The number one high school team in America is coming to the Heartland Hoops Classic. Oak Hill Academy arrives undefeated, ranked nationally for 31 of the last 39 seasons. And this year they'll face Omaha South, also nationally ranked and the number two team in Nebraska. The Heartland Hoops Classic is February 14th, also featuring Amherst Revent, St. Cecilia BDS, Omaha Scott Norfolk Catholic, Aurora GICC, and Elkhorn South Columbus Scouts. Tickets good for all sessions are available at the Heartland box office or via Ticketmaster.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in 3 grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
High school basketball action for you here tonight on 1230 KHAS. Also online at www.hastingslink.com. Your internet streaming brought to you by Hastings College. Challenge yourself, inspire greatness. Hastings does that. You can find out more at www.hastings.edu. So Hastings High with the lead here over the Columbus Discoverers. The score is 34-29. We'll head for Yankton, South Dakota tomorrow. We'll have Hastings College basketball for you tomorrow afternoon here on 1230 KHIS. Hastings will take on the Lancers of Mount Marty. Airtime tomorrow will be at 1:45 for the Pepsi pregame show. 2 o'clock for the women's tip-off, 4 o'clock for the guys. Hastings College playing at Mount Marty tomorrow in Yankton, South Dakota. We'll have all the coverage on 1230 KHIS. Check the scoreboard here tonight, brought to you by the Furniture Direct. We deliver the score. Furniture Direct delivers to your door. Get free local delivery, setup, and removal on any Beautyrest mattress purchase. Get more than what you expect when you shop Furniture Direct. This south of the Sonic Drive-In in Hastings and online at FurnitureDirectHastings.net. In the first ball game tonight, it was Columbus beating Hastings High by a score of 49-38. Columbus outscoring Hastings in the second half, 32-15 in that ball game. It's Hastings had a 23-17 lead at halftime, but Columbus puts the clamps down on the Tigers as Hastings scores only 15 points in the second half. They got scored 32-15. Columbus beats Hastings for the third time this season. Again, the final score at 49-38. Hastings got 12 points in the ball game tonight from Sophia Pankratz. Hastings falls to 8 wins and 9 losses on the season. They'll play at Omaha Scott tomorrow. Also in girls basketball tonight in the area, it was Waverly beating Aurora by a score of 50-42. Some boys finals for you from the Lou Platt Conference Tournament out at Adams Central tonight. The Adams Central Patriots shook off a sloppy performance last night in the win over Arcadia Loup City, and they beat Kearney Catholic tonight by a score of 70-51. So Adams Central is going to play in the championship game in the Lou Platt Conference Basketball Tournament tomorrow at 4 o'clock against Ord. Ord picked up a win over Wood River tonight by a score of 56-43. That game will be at 4 o'clock tomorrow out at Adams Central High School. Other games going on in the Fort Kearney Conference Tournament and the semifinals for the boys over at the Viero Event Center in Kearney. It is Wilcox Hildreth with a win over Elm Creek tonight to score of 53-41. And we understand the Hastings St. Cecilia Bluehawks picked up a win tonight over Parkview Christian in Lincoln, the score of 59-24. This scoreboard update brought to you by Furniture Direct of Hastings, located on South Burlington, just south of the Sonic Drive-In. Also check them out online at FurnitureDirectHastings.net. We've got the third quarter coming up. Hastings High with a lead over the Columbus Discoverers. The score is 34-29. Back with more after this.
Five Points Bank of Hastings has been awarded a 5-star rating by Bauer Financial Research. In today's uncertain economic times, we know our customers appreciate having their local community bank at the top of safety and soundness ratings.
Additionally, our holding company is ranked 15th in the nation by SNL Financial. We are very proud of the 5-star designation in our top 15 ranking, and we will work hard to maintain these. Knowing our community and knowing our customers, it's what sets a community bank apart from others.
Five Points Bank of Hastings, the better bank. Member FDIC.
If you're in the market to buy or sell a home, Newview Real Estate is the perfect solution. Listen to one of their satisfied customers.
We just purchased our new home from Newview Real Estate in Hastings, and I am so glad that we did. Ann, Dana, and Connie were amazing to work with, and I would recommend these ladies to anyone looking to buy or sell a home. They are reliable and professional and are just wonderful to work with.
Hi, this is Ann Halbert with Newview Real Estate in Hastings. If we can be of any service to you too, please give us a call at 462-9111. We're located at 1239 North Burlington, and we look forward to meeting you soon.
1230 KHAS.
All right, Brian is back in here in the third quarter. Hastings High on top of Columbus by a score of 34-29. The Discoverers will shoot to our basket to our left here in the second half of play. Columbus with the opening possession as they try to power the ball inside, grabbing the ball down on the baseline. His shot is up and in. Nathan Silva scoring there. He's now got 4 points in the basketball game and a couple of field goals. And that brings the Discoverers back within 3 points. Hastings in their white and orange uniform shooting here to the basket to our right in the second half. Denny Schmidt throws up a three-pointer from the top of the key and cans it. Schmidt now with 8 points in the ball game. He's got a couple of trays here in this contest. Hastings High out on top now by a score of 37-31. Here's Nathan Wolf with the ball to Greiner. Greiner gives it out here in the 3 points here on its way to a Dallas Oberg. He sends it over here to a Nathan Wolf now as he holds on to the ball. Hastings High in a man-to-man defense. Schmeckel on the near sideline takes it down to the baseline underneath the basket. His pass goes down in the corner. Grabbing the ball there is Greiner. He goes inside. His shot no good. He's fouled in a play. Mitchell Greiner takes it to the hole there, and he is hacked on the arm. A foul is going to go here on Nick Hamburger. That's going to be his second. First team foul on the Tigers here in the second half. Mitchell Greiner to the free throw line for Columbus. His shot is up there, and the shot good. Greiner is 60% foul shooter on the season. He's now 16 out of 26 from the line for Columbus. Averages 8.2 points per ball game. Next shot is up there is good, so he steps to the free throw line to can two. And it's now a 37-33 ball game. Hastings High out on top by 4 points. Tigers led 12-9 at the end of the first quarter and 34-29 at halftime, trying to break a four-game losing streak here tonight. Here's Sam Reimer with the ball for the Tigers. Out in 3 points here. It's where he moves it down on the baseline. A short jumper is up there and in. That is Vinny Schmidt again. He's now got 10 points in the ball game. Hastings High out on top by six at 39-33. We got 6.5 minutes to play now here in the third quarter. Dallas Oberg, dribble penetration, throws it over here to Griner. Griner gives it up now to Nathan Wolf. He drives it by Hamburger to the goal. He goes a shot. No good. He misses the layup and the rebound comes down to Zane Bender. Bender gets it away now to Nick Hamburger. He drives it back the other way. Pass down to the left corner. Sam Reimer outside to Vinny for three. Shot good. Vinny Schmidt now with 13 in the ball game. Zane Bender, he has got 13. Addison Bilal has got 13. And a timeout called here by Columbus as Hastings High has opened up a 9-point lead, 42-33 with 5:55 to play in the third. Timeout brought to you by Crozier Park Pharmacy of Hastings. Call 462-4600. We'll have more after this.
Get more than you expect. Direct.
Heal like a president while relaxing on a nationally reclining sofa. And you won't have to bust your budget when it's priced at only $5.99 during the Presidential Savings Event on now at Furniture Direct. Enjoy a great night's sleep on a firm, plush, top queen two-piece mattress set, now only $249. Up to 24-month special financing subject to credit approval. Hurry to the Presidential Savings Event at Furniture Direct on South Burlington behind Sonic and Hastings and online at FurnitureDirectHastings.com.
1230 KHAS.
And welcome back to the Husker Power Products broadcast booth. Powered by natural gas and diesel irrigation engines from Husker Power Products of Hastings. Hastings High Tigers out on top now. The Columbus Discoverers, the score is 42-33. Third meeting of the season between these two teams. Hastings losing a regular season matchup back in December. Tigers winning in the GNAC tournament at the end of December. Now they're playing a home-and-home series this year for the first time in a while. Hastings gets us a rematch here at home. Here in February as the season continues to wind down. Here's a long-range jumper by Griner. It's up there at the end. Griner throws up a three-pointer from the left of the circle and scores. He's now got 7 points in the ballgame. And just like that, the Tigers lead down to 6 points now at 42-36. There's a pass down to Bilal. Nearly lost it out of bounds. Grabs the ball on the baseline. Comes out to Vinny Schmidt. Now to Reimer to Bilal, top of the key. Bilal sends it on the wing to Schmidt. He drives the ball toward the goal. Goes up there. His shot's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Mitchell Griner. Griner down the right sideline for Columbus. Gets the ball ahead to Schmeichel. Dribbles down in the corner. Schmeichel is trapped down there. Gets the ball away down to Silva out here in three-point territory. Hands it away to a Dallas Olberg. Hastings still in a man-to-man defense. Right side is a Schmeichel with the ball as he takes it down on the baseline on the dribble. Down to Silva again. Back out between the rings. That's Wolf with it. Wolf now to Dallas Oberg. There's Silva again at the top of the key looking to penetrate. Can't do it. Now off to Schmeichel on the left side. Hastings High playing this tough man-to-man defense here tonight. They played well in this ball game. They've got a 6-point lead, 42-36. Here's Dallas Oberg. Dallas Oberg gets it to Nathan Wolf now. Here's Dallas Oberg again to the far sideline. Griner. Griner drives the ball against Vinny Schmidt, takes it out of the baseline, still can't put up a shot. Here's Schmeichel. His baseline jumper is going to be knocked out of his hands, and a foul is going to be called. It was Bilal over there sliding over and committing the personal foul. That's the case. Addison picks up his second personal. Team foul number two on the Tigers here in the second half. Now going to the free throw line is going to be Parker Schmeichel. He has not shot one tonight, but he's a good foul shooter, 75% for the season. And his shot is up there and in. He's now 25 out of 33 from the free throw line this year. Parker Schmeichel has now got 9 points in the ball game. One of the leading scorers, averaging 11.4 on the season. Next shot is up there. It is good by Schmeichel. 42-38. Hastings with a 5-point lead. Actually a 4-point lead. 42-38. Here's Hamburger backs up, throws up a shot. Good, and he's fouling the play. Hamburger just backed up toward the basket. Spun toward the baseline, just kind of threw it up there on a prayer, and it goes down through the hole, and he is fouled in the play. And now Hamburger goes to the free throw line and trying to make this a 3-point play. He's fouled in the play by Parker Schmeichel. So Hamburger to the line. His shot is up there. The shot's going to be short, no good. Rebound loose on the far side is going to be picked up over there by Columbus. Silva's got it, and he has the ball stripped away. by Addison Bilal, and Bilal puts it down through the hole. So he strips the ball away from Silva, and Addison Bilal gets the field goal. That turns out to be a big play for Hastings. Tigers are now out on top by 8 points again at 46-38 with 4 minutes to play here in the third quarter. Silva driving a big collision underneath the hole, and a foul is going to be called. It'll be a blocking foul on Hastings. Foul's going to go on Schmidt. Then he picks up his first personal foul. That's going to be team foul number 3 on the Tigers here in the third quarter. Shot by Silva is up there. It's going to be good. Nathan Silva now with 5 points in the basketball game. End of the ball game now will be Jacob Goss coming into the ball game for the first time. Goss is a 6 foot senior for the Discoverers, averaging about a point per ball game. Silva's next free throw is up there. It's going to be good. So he gains a couple of free throws. And that pulls the Discoverers back to within 6 points here at 46-40. Michael Cook is into the ball game now for Columbus. Going out will be a Mitchell Griner. And now Columbus is going to attack here in backcourt. Hastings High will play things in. Brian Mickey will get things in. Now to Reimer. Back to Mickey here on the near sideline. Races the ball toward the 10-second line. Stops. Gets it here to Reimer. Now he steps it in the offensive zone. Hastings with the ball. They've got a 6-point lead, 46-40. Here's a shot by Bilal up and in. Addison Bilal cans another one. He's got 17 in the ball game, having an outstanding ball game for Lance Creech. Here's Silva. His shot's going to be no good. Offensive rebound. Back out into the corner. Schmeckle for 3. Shot good. Parker Schmeckle throws down a 3-pointer. He's got 13 points in the ball game. 48-43. Hastings with a 5-point lead. Tigers have the ball. Here's a Vinny Schmidt working with it in backcourt here against the Parker Schmeckle. Now he's double-teamed. He gets it across the 10-second line. Reimer has got the ball. Reimer now to Bilal. Drives, shoots, and scores again. Addison Bilal is a man on a mission here tonight. 19 points in the ball game for Bilal. It's 50-43. Hastings with a 7-point lead across the top. Schmeckle has got it. Takes it to the free throw line. Now gives it up. That's going to be Silva driving the ball over here to Goss. And now we got a foul called as Goss sends the ball into the lane there. Either that or we got a kicking violation on the Tigers. It's going to be a kicking violation on the Tigers. And it's going to be Columbus playing it in. Jared Foote comes into the ball game now for Hastings, replacing Zane Bender. 2:51 to play in the third, 50-43. Hastings High out on top. Here's a Columbus with the ball deep in the corner. That's Nathan Wolf with it now. Out to Michael Cook, back down in the corner. Schmeckle for 3, shot good. Parker Schmeckle knocks down another 3 ball. He's got 16 in the ball game for the Discoverers. 50-46, good ball game here tonight at the Jungle at Hastings High. Down to 2.5 to play here in the third quarter. Jared Foote with the ball for Hastings. Goes to Brian Mickey. Now to Foote again at the free throw line. Loses control of the ball. It's picked up here by Dallas Oberg. Back the other way. A pass ahead. They get it to Schmeckle, and he's fouling the play. A foul here will go on Hastings. That's going to be Sam Reimer. He picks up the personal foul. That's going to be Nathan Wolf. Nathan Wolf, and not Schmeckle, but it's Nathan Wolf going to the free throw line here. He's got a field goal and 2 points so far tonight. His shot is up there, and the shot in and out and back in again. Nathan Wolf hits their free throw. He's just a 38% foul shooter on the season. He's now 12 out of 30. 50-47. Hastings High with the lead. Next shot is up there. It's going to be off of the back iron. No good. Rebound, Bilal. Addison Bilal runs her back the other way for Hastings High to Bryant Mickey. Mickey penetrates inside the three. Point circle, bounce pass inside, it's going to be deflected away from Bilal. The ball's going to be recovered here by Nathan Wolf. Third turnover on Hastings High here in the ball game. Here's Silva driving back the other way against Addison Bilal. Now stops in the wing, the ball deflected. It's picked up here by Schmeckle. Parker Schmeckle has got it for Columbus, hands it away. Nathan Wolf, free throw line extended out to the right side, down to Schmeckle. In 3 point territory, picked up there by Brian Binky. A minute and 48 seconds to play here in the third quarter. It's 50-47. Hastings with a 3-point lead over Columbus tonight. Dallas Oberg with the ball picked up there by Vinny Schmidt. Oberg drives it, stops at the elbow, right side. His shot is up there, no good. Offensive rebound, foul shot, good. Michael Cook grabs the offensive board and the putback. He's got 6 points in the ball game. As now a 50-49 contest. Hastings with a 1-point lead. Tigers led 42-33, but Columbus has come back here. It's a 1-point ball game. Tigers with the ball. There's a pass to Bryant Mickey. Mickey now to Foote. Back outside to Reimer. There's Addison Bilal. Left side of the lane, kicks it out. Reimer's open from three, but won't take the shot. Here's Schmidt now with a minute and 6 seconds to play. Schmidt brings it back to foot. Free throw line extended left side. Traveling violation. Traveling violation on the foot and the Tigers. Here comes a Hamburger back into the ball game. Foot's going to come to the bench. A minute and 2 seconds to play here in the third quarter. Hastings out on top. The score is 50-49. And now Columbus can reclaim the lead here with a successful trip down the floor. To the near sideline, here's a Dallas Olberg. He's picked up there by Bryant Binky. That's down on the left baseline to Schmeckel. He goes to the hole. His shot good. Parker Schmeckel gets the field goal. He's now got 18 points in the ball game, and Columbus is out on top now by a score of 51-50 here in the contest. So the Discoverers have come back from 9 points down here in the third quarter to grab the lead. Tigers now with the ball with 30 seconds to play in the third. Hastings will play for the final shot. Here's Hamburger is just across the 10-second line. Loosely guarded there by a Mitchell Griner as he sneaks out there to pick up Hamburger. Man on man now. Nick Hamburger just holding on to the ball. 17 seconds to play. Hamburger looking over the defense here for Columbus. And now Hamburger will start to move with 10 seconds. Hamburger dribbles to the wing on the right side. Bounce pass goes down low. Reimer grabs it, shoots and scores. Sam Reimer gets his first field goal of the ball game. He's got 3 points. There's a shot from just by half court that won't go. And Hastings High will have the lead after 3 quarters. 3 quarters in the books tonight in boys high school basketball. A good one brewing here at the Jungle at Hastings High. After three is the Tigers 52 and the Discoverers 51.
Are you tired of being just another number waiting in line to get your prescriptions filled? Hi, this is Scott Kirkegaard, owner of Crozier Park Pharmacy in Hastings, and I would like to invite you to experience our personal service. At Crozier Park Pharmacy, we have speedy service, free mail order, and free delivery in the Hastings area. We're open Monday through Friday, 9 to 6, and Saturdays, 9 to 1. We are located at 405 East 14th Street by Crozier Park. For more information, call 462-4600, and I hope to have the opportunity to help you with your pharmacy needs soon.
When you're building the home you've always wanted, look to 400 Series Windows and Patio Doors from a brand most trusted by builders and remodelers, Anderson. With variety, style, and time-tested performance, it's no wonder that they're the most popular windows and doors. 400 Series Windows and Doors from Anderson. Why choose anything else? Available from Square Deal Lumber and Holstein. Buy SquareDeal.com or call them at 402-756-5881.
1230 KHAS.
High school basketball action for you here tonight on 1230 KHAS. Hastings and Columbus. Boys High School play 52-51. As we head to the fourth and final quarter, Hastings will have the opening possession here in the fourth quarter. This is going to be Nick Hamburger with the ball. Hamburger comes out in the three-point territory with Sam Reimer. Down in the corner now to Vinny Schmidt. Back out to Reimer. Columbus is in a man-to-man defense here. There's Brian Minkie, now to Vinny Schmidt. The Minkie again, over to Hamburger. Hamburger brings back to Schmidt out here in three-point territory. Works it to the left side, now reverses the ball to Minkie. Moves it down in the corner. With the ball down there, it's going to be Hamburger. Skip pass comes out to Vinny. Drives the ball down the right side of the lane. Now to Hamburger at the free throw line. His shot is up there, no good. Bender with the offensive rebound. Following shot, and he's following the play. Zane Bender gets the offensive board, and now he'll go to the free throw line to trying to knock down a couple of free throws here. He was fouled into play. Personal foul goes on Michael Cook. That's going to be his fourth foul. So Michael Cook now with four fouls for Columbus. Bender to the free throw line for Hastings. He's got 13 points, all 13 in the first half of play. He'll have two shots here as he was fouled in the active shooting. His first one is up there, and the shot no good. There again, one more. Bender, a 56% foul shooter in the season. Coming in is going to be Parker Schmeckel. And going out is going to be Michael Cook for Columbus. 7:19 to play in the ball game. Hastings out on top of the Discoverers by the score of 52-51. There comes the next shot by Bender. It's up there, and the shot is around the rim and down through the hole. So he gets one out of two from the free throw line. That is now a 53-51 ball game. Hastings with a lead. Tigers now attacking here in backcourt. Columbus breaks it easily. There's a Dallas Olberg with the ball. Olberg sends it down in the corner to Schmeckel. Back out to Olberg. Olberg puts it on the floor and dribbles out between the rings. Entry pass. They get it there to Nathan Wolf at the free throw line. Wolf trying to penetrate. Can't do it. Out to Schmeckel at the top of the key again. Schmeckel backs her out against the Brian Minkie. who picks him up man-on-man. There's Wolf, jump pass, goes down in the corner. Silver for three, shot is up there, no good. Rebound comes down to Hastings. Reimer with the ball. Reimer gets to the Bender. He drives it toward the hole. His shot good. Zane Bender scores. Reimer gets the assist. Bender now with 16 points in the ballgame. Hastings back out to a four-point lead, 55-51. 6.5 minutes to play here in this one. Dallas Oberg with the ball. Here on the left side, drives it against Minky. Is running one-hander. Is up there and no good. Rebound on the weak side, though, by Columbus. There's a long-range jumper by Griner from three. No good. Another offensive rebound. Silva has got the ball. He backs up against Bender. Can't put up a shot. Now he's trapped. Gets the ball away to Wolf. He drives it down to the baseline. His shot is up there. It's no good. We got a whistle. We have a personal foul on Hastings. That's going to go on Zane Bender. That's going to be his first. So the first foul on Bender. That's going to be team foul number five on the Tigers. Here comes Bilal back into the ball game now. Going out will be Bryant Minky. Bilal, if you're just joining us, having a great ball game. He's got 19 points to lead the Tigers in scoring tonight. Oberg has got the ball out to Mitchell Griner. Right side to Schmeckel now behind his screen. Can't put up a shot here for the Discovers. Hastings with a four-point lead, 55-51. Dallas Oberg out here to a Schmeckel again. Schmeckel comes across the top to a Nathan Wolf. Brings it back to the left wing to a Patrick Schmeckel. Skip pass goes to the far side. Nathan Wolf has got it. He dribbles it. Now picks up the dribble and goes out to a Dallas Oberg. Columbus working for the shot here. 5 minutes and 40 seconds to play in the ballgame. 55-51. Hastings with a four-point lead. Entry pass to Griner down in the baseline. Goes down in the corner. Left side. His shot is up there and in. A three-pointer. Patrick, or rather Parker Schmeckel, throws down a three-pointer from the deep left corner. He's now got 21. And we got a timeout called here by Columbus. Hastings High has got the lead. We've got a timeout brought to you by Crozier Park Pharmacy of Hastings, located at 405 East 14th Street. 5:30 to play in the ballgame. It's Hastings 55, Columbus 54.
Shop local, save big at ShopWheelerDealer.com to subscribe, allowing us to send you the deal of the day every morning via text message. Text the words Wheeler Dealer to 90210. Shop local, save big. ShopWheelerDealer.com.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in three grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
And welcome back to the Husker Power Products broadcast booth at the Jungle at Hastings High. 55-54, inbounds pass. We're going to have a holding call here. It's going to go on Dallas Oberg of Columbus. That's going to be his second personal foul. Team foul number three on the Discoverers here in the second half. Now Hastings High will inbound the ball again with Hamburger trying to trigger things in. Hamburger lobs it here. Grabbing the ball is going to be Reimer. Sends it to the near sideline out of Vinny Schmidt. Gets it ahead to Bilal. Drives it from the right corner toward the goal. Nice pass to Bender, and he puts it down through the hole. Bender with 18 points in the ball game. The assist there to Addison Bilal. Hastings now with a three-point lead, 57 to 54 here in this one. There's Oberg. He's going to have his pocket picked here by Vinny Schmidt. The foul is going to be called. Oberg spun right into Vinny Schmidt, who rips the ball out of there, and then Vinny is tripped as he brings it across the 10-second line. So a turnover on Columbus. That's their fourth of the ball game. The foul is going to go on Mitchell Griner. That's going to be his first. And Hastings High has got the ball now with a three-point lead, 57-54, just by the five-minute mark here in this fourth quarter of play. Here's Zane Bender with the ball for Hastings High. Dribbles it to the elbow. Bounce pass comes over here to Vinny. Vinny jump pass out on top, down to Hamburger. Hamburger hands it away to Vinny Schmidt again out here in three-point territory. Vinny backs her up now. Dallas Oberg right in his face defensively for the Columbus Discoverers. Schmidt goes to Hamburger. Inside to Bilal. Baseline jumper from 10. Won't go. And a rebound comes down to Mitchell Griner. Griner brings it to the near side behind to Oberg. Oberg dribbles down the corner, drives the baseline. It's cut off. Now to Silva in the lane. His shot is up there. It's going to be good, and he's fouled the play. Nathan Silva scoring there. Bender is going to be hit with a personal foul for the Tigers. That's going to be his second. Nathan Silva will go to the free throw line to try to make this a three-point play. He's got 8 points in the ball game. He is 2 out of 2 from the line. 57-56. Hastings with a one-point lead. Shot is up there, and the shot dances around and goes down through the hole. We are tied up. We're tied up at 57 points apiece with 4.5 minutes to play here in the fourth quarter. Hastings had as much as a 9-point lead back there in the third at 42-33. Hastings led at halftime 34-29, but Columbus has come back to tie the score now. 57 points apiece. Under 4.5 to play. Bender at the top of the key. Fakes it. Drives it toward the goal. His shot is up there and in. Zane Bender and Addison Beilau have saved the Tigers here tonight. Bender has got 20. Beilau has got 19 now. There's a long-range jumper there by Schmeichel. It's up and in, a three-pointer. Schmeichel has now got 24 for Columbus. And now the Discoverers are out on top by a score of 60-59. 3 minutes and 56 seconds to play here in the ball game. There's Hamburger from the free throw line. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Offensive rebound. Beilau, his shot is up and in. Now Lance wants to call a timeout. Hastings reclaims the lead 61-60. And an offensive rebound and a put back by Addison Beilau. We've got a timeout with 3:47 to play. We'll take a break with a score. Hastings 61, Columbus 60.
The number one high school team in America is coming to the Heartland Hoops Classic. Oak Hill Academy arrives undefeated, ranked nationally for 31 of the last 39 seasons. And this year they'll face Omaha South, also nationally ranked and the number two team in Nebraska. The Heartland Hoops Classic is February 14th, also featuring Amherst Revent, St. Cecilia BDS, Omaha Scott Norfolk Catholic, Aurora GICC, and Elkhorn South Columbus Scopes. Tickets good for all sessions are available at the Heartland box office or via Ticketmaster.
1230 KHAS.
Coming up after the ball game, we've got our players of the game here on 1230 KHAS and our coaches post-game show before we get out of here. Led for Yankton, South Dakota tomorrow, Hastings College and Lancers of Mount Marty. FC pregame show begins at 1:45 tomorrow afternoon. The women's game will tip off at 2 with the men to follow at 4 o'clock. All the action here on 1230 KHAS. There's the long-range jumper up and in. Dallas Oberg for Columbus, a three-pointer from the top of the key. That gives the Discoverers the lead, 63-61. 3 minutes and 24 seconds to play now here in the fourth quarter. The Tigers have played well, but now they find themselves trailing. There's a turnover. Beilau is stripped of the ball. Silva has got it. He drives it back the other way. His shot is up there and in. Nathan Silva gets the steal. And he gets the field goal on the other end. Now the Discoverers have a four-point lead over Hastings, 65-61. 3 minutes to play. Here in the basketball game, here's Hamburger at the free throw line. Hamburger gives it up now. That's going to be a Beilau with the ball back outside to Vinny. Vinny Schmidt. Now over to Reimer. Reimer looking to penetrate. Can't do it. Now to Beilau at the top of the key. Far sideline. Schmidt has got the ball. He drives it against Oberg. Runs into traffic. His shot no good, but he's fouling the play. And Schmidt will go to the free throw line. The personal foul is going to be called here on the Discoverers. That's going to go on Michael Cook. And that's going to be number 5 on Michael Cook. He is out of there. He's going to foul out with 2 minutes and 43 seconds to play. In the basketball game, he's going to leave with 6 points. Yeah, Michael Cook fouls out of the ball game here at the 2:43 mark. Coming into the contest now is going to be Nathan Wolf. So Vinny Schmidt goes to the free throw line. Hastings is now trailing by a score of 65-61. Schmidt to the free throw line. Best foul shooter on the team, hitting 92% of its free throws so far this year. Then he looks up there, and the shot is going to be off of the mark. No good. And let's see, this is going to be a two-shot foul. So Vinny will have one more. He misses one. Vinny will have one more. 65-61. Columbus has got the lead over Hastings. These two teams have split two games already this season. Schmidt will have one more. Shot is up there, and the shot good. So he gets one out of two. 65-62 is the score now with 2:40 to play. As Columbus brings the ball up the floor, Griner has got it across the 10-second line to Silva. Silva now to Griner. Right sideline, Dallas Oberg. Hastings in a man-to-man defense. They need a turnover here. Here's Nathan Wolf with the ball. Free throw line extended. Left side picked up by Hamburger. Drives the ball to the goal. All the way to the basket. His shot's up there. It won't go. Rebound, Hastings. Tigers have the ball. Zane Bender grabs the all-important rebound. Off to Vinny Schmidt, 2:14 to play. Here's Hamburger, three-pointer put up there. It's off of the mark, no good. Rebound loose. It's picked up on a hop underneath the basket by Nathan Wolf. Wolf runs her down the right sideline for the Discoverers. 2 minutes to play. Columbus has got the lead. Now we got a timeout. Columbus, the Discoverers call a timeout with 2:01 remaining in the ball game. We'll take a break with the score. Columbus 65, Hastings 62.
Five Points Bank of Hastings has been awarded a five-star rating by Bauer Financial Research. In today's uncertain economic times, we know our customers appreciate having their local community bank at the top of safety and soundness ratings.
Additionally, our holding company is ranked 15th in the nation by SNL Financial. We are very proud of the five-star designation in our top 15 ranking, and we will work hard to maintain these. Knowing our community and knowing our customers, it's what sets a community bank apart from others.
Five Points Bank of Hastings, the better bank. Member FDIC.
1230 KHAS.
This time out brought to you by Crozier Park Pharmacy. Let Crozier Park Pharmacy be the first place you think of for all of your pharmaceutical needs. Located at 405 East 14th Street in Hastings, call 462-4600. So Hastings College basketball coming your way tomorrow here on 1230 KHAS. Then next week on Tuesday, it'll be the Adams Central Patriots playing at Hastings St. Cecilia. That'll be a girls-boys basketball doubleheader from the Chap. 5:45 for the pregame show next Tuesday. 6 o'clock for the girls' game. 7:45 for the boys. It'll be a jammed house on the Tuesday. Adams Central and Hastings St. Cecilia. And we'll have the action here on 1230 KHAS. 65-62 here. Columbus with a three-point lead. Discovers have the ball following the timeout. Dallas Oldberg has got it here on the near sideline. Picked up by Reimer. They get it out to a grinder out here in three-point territory. Down to Nathan Wolf. Hastings High in a man-to-man defense. 16 fouls for the Tigers, so any foul here will send Columbus to the free throw line. Possession arrow is pointing in favor of Columbus here in the fourth quarter. Nathan Wolf has got the ball with 90 seconds to play. Wolf trying to drive it against Hamburger. Now loses control of the ball, but is picked up here by Griner here on the near sideline to Nathan Wolf. A minute and 20 seconds to play. Wolf picked up there by Hamburger of Hastings out near the 10-second line. Now Wolf gets around Hamburger, drives it, leaves it down in the corner to Griner. Columbus is just spreading the floor, playing the keep away here from the Tigers. And now a foul is going to be called. They go on Zane Bender as he fouls Nathan Silva. So Bender picks up the personal foul. That's going to be his third. We're down to 69 seconds to play now here in the ball game. Nathan Silva to the free throw line. He's one of the better foul shooters on the team. He's hitting 86%. His shot is up there, and his shot is going to be good. Nothing but twine. Nathan Silva will have one more. He's now got 12 points in the ball game. The Columbus lead is now 4 points. It's 66-62. Next shot is up there. It is around the rim. Falls off. No good. The ball tapped out of bounds, and it's going to be Hastings' ball. So Silva makes one out of two. It's a two-possession ball game now with a minute and 8 seconds to play. 66-62. Columbus has got the lead. Hastings rolls the ball in. Vinny Schmidt will pick it up near the 10-second line. Brings it into the offensive zone. Vinny goes over to Reimer. High left side. Reimer dribbles to the top of the key. Reimer sends it over here to Hamburger. He takes it inside the free throw circle. Stops there. Down to Zane Bender. Columbus is in a man-to-man. Here's Vinny Schmidt, and he's going to be fouled into play as Vinny goes down. Goes down hard. Left side of the basket here. And he'll go to the free throw line. That's going to be only the 16th foul in Columbus, so no free throws here. The foul's going to go on Nathan Wolf. That's going to be his third. 51 seconds to play. Hastings down by four, 66-62. Here's Sam Reimer with the ball for the Tigers. Reimer behind the Zane Bender screen. Moves it down to Hamburger in the corner. Tries to drive the baseline. Can't do it. Out to Reimer. Now to Vinny Schmidt. 42 seconds to play. Here's a Hamburger with the ball. Drives it to the free throw line. Stops there. Goes out to Reimer on the left wing. He drives it to the free throw line. And now we got a foul. An offensive foul is going to be called on Hastings. Bilal picks up an offensive foul away from all the action. That's going to be his third. So Bilal picks up the foul here. Check that. It's going to be all on Zane Bender. Bender picks up the foul. There's a long pass down the floor. It's going to be intercepted. Intercepted by Bilal down to Bender. Off to Vinny. 4-3. His shot is up there. Yes! Vinny Schmidt nails a three-pointer for Hastings. Timeout. 28.3 seconds to play. Hastings forces the turnover for Columbus. Vinny Schmidt comes down and nails a three-pointer from the right side of the lane, and the Tigers within one. We've got a timeout, 28.3 seconds to play in regulation. This score is Columbus 66, Hastings 65.
When you need power, think Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Husker Power Products is your provider of GM natural gas and propane engines, Isuzu diesel, all customized for your application. A business backed by fast response, service when you need it, and straightforward answers. Think locally owned and operated Husker Power Products when you need power. Located at 2955 West Highway 6 in Hastings or online at HuskerPowerProducts.com.
1230 KHAS.
High school basketball action here tonight on 1230 KHAS. Also online at www.hastingslink.com. Also available tonight at HotRiverPreps.com. 28.3 seconds to play. Boys High School basketball. Columbus has got the lead over Hastings High, 66-65. Tigers have played well here tonight. In fact, they had a 9-point lead halfway through the third quarter. They're now trailing by a point of 66-65 here in the fourth quarter. Tigers attacking in backcourt. Griner has got the ball off to Schmeckle. Patrick Schmeckle is going to be grabbed in the play there by Reimer. And that's going to send Columbus to the free throw line. So Reimer commits the personal foul. That's going to be his second. That's going to send Columbus to the free throw line. This is going to be Parker Schmeckle to the line. He's got 24 points in the basketball game tonight. He is 2 out of 2 from the free throw line. This will be a 1-1. Schmeckle is a 75% foul shooter in the season. His shot is up there. Rims off. No good. Rebound, Hastings. Tigers have the ball. Here comes Hamburger, and he's going to be fouling the play as he brings it across the 10-second line. Parker Schmeckle commits the personal foul for Columbus. And now going to the free throw line for Hastings will be Nick Hamburger. Hamburger's got 4 points in the basketball game tonight. He's a 63% foul shooter on the season. Hamburger to the free throw line here for the Tigers. His shot is up there. It's around the rim. Falls down through the hole. And now Lance wants to call a timeout. We're tied. Timeout. Hastings will take a break. 21.3 seconds to play. This timeout brought to you by Crozier Park Pharmacy of Hastings. We'll be back with more after this.
Gary Michaels Clothiers in downtown Hastings and Kearney is cleaning out all remaining fall and winter inventory. Stop now and take 50% off all seasonal dress shirts, pants, suits, and sports coats. Entire stock of neckties, half off. Sportswear by Tommy Bahama, Enro, Forsyth, Gunner, and Buck. 50% off. 50% off all wool top coats, wool car coats, and all remaining leather jackets. Ladies, 50% off all seasonal ladies' clothing, and select Brighton is half off. Stock up and save at Gary Michaels Clothiers, downtown Hastings and Kearney.
1230 KHAS.
Phil Vinny Schmidt hits a three-pointer for the Tigers to make it 66-65. That was with 28 seconds to play. Now Hamburger is fouled at the 21-second mark, 21.3 to be exact. He's already hit one free throw. That ties the score at 66. Lance calls the timeout to make sure everybody's on the same page here. And now Nick Hamburger will go back up there for Hastings High, trying to give the Tigers the lead. Great basketball game here tonight at the Junk with Hastings High. So here comes a free throw coming up from Nick Hamburger. 21.3 seconds to play. Nick Hamburger to the free throw line for the Tigers. He sets, takes a deep breath, throws it up there, and the shot is going to be short, no good. Rebound comes down to Columbus, fighting for the ball. It's loose. It comes to the near side. It's picked up there by Silva. Silva races back the other way across the 10-second line with 14 seconds to play. Columbus has got the ball. We're tied up at 66 points apiece. Here's Dallas Oberg, 7 seconds. Oberg, he drives it down to the baseline, spins, kicks it back out. Here's Silva. His shot is up there. It's good. A three-pointer, and time runs out. Nathan Silva, now they're going to put 1 second back on the clock, I think. Nathan Silva cans a three-pointer from the right wing with 1 second to play. And that's going to give Columbus the lead 69-66. We'll see what they're going to put back on the clock. 1.6 seconds. Those are going to put back on the clock. So we've got a timeout. Columbus has got the lead. It's the Discoverers 69, Hastings 66.
Quality printing can be an effective calling card for your business or organization, like the quality printing you get from Vaughn's Printers. Celebrating more than 80 years and three generations, Vaughn's Printers serves Hastings and the area with quality printing from creative layouts to finished products. Experience, effort, excellence, and equipment, all making Vaughn's Printers your full-service printer. Make it happen with Kohler Printing and Canon Digital at Vaughn's Printers, 222 East Side Boulevard in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
So Nick Hamburger misses on his second free throw attempt. Columbus got the rebound, came up the floor. Nathan Silva from just the right side of the lane out in three-point territory nails one for Columbus to make it a 69-66 ball game. Now they put 1.6 seconds back on the clock. Hastings High will have the ball. They'll have to inbound here in backcourt. Looking for a desperation three here to tie this baby up. This will be a disappointing loss. Hastings can't pull this thing out because the Tigers have played extremely well here in this basketball game. So Hastings will come back out. Hastings will have to play things in backcourt. It's going to be Bender inbounding the ball. Bender will get to run the baseline here. 1.6 seconds to play. Clock will not start until Hastings touches the ball. Now Columbus wants to call another timeout. Columbus calls the timeout. They wanted to see what Hastings was going to do as far as the set was concerned. So we got another timeout. We'll take a break. Brought to you by the Crozier Park Pharmacy. We'll be back with more after this.
Are you tired of being just another number waiting in line to get your prescriptions filled? Hi, this is Scott Kirkegaard, owner of Crozier Park Pharmacy in Hastings, and I would like to invite you to experience our personal service. At Crozier Park Pharmacy, we have speedy service, free mail order, and free delivery in the Hastings area. We're open Monday through Friday, 9 to 6, and Saturdays, 9 to 1. We are located at 405 East 14th Street by Crozier Park. For more information, call 462-4600, and I hope to have the opportunity to help you with your pharmacy needs soon.
1230 KHAS.
Again, from the scoreboard tonight, the Adams Central Patriots, they're in the championship ball game, the Lou Platt Conference Tournament. The Patriots beat Kearney Catholic tonight 70-51. They'll play Ord for the championship tomorrow. Ord beat Wood River tonight 56-43. Lou Platt Conference Tournament championship at 4 tomorrow afternoon. St. Cecilia wins over Parkview Christian 59-24. The Hastings High Tigers trailing Columbus 69-66, 1.6 seconds to play in the fourth quarter. Hastings High will inbound the ball in backcourt. Reimer has got it. He will inbound for Hastings. Now to Vinny Schmitz. Vinny from backcourt launches up there, hits the glass to the left side. It is no good, and that is the ball game. Vinny Schmitz from three-quarters court launches it up there, and it hits the glass on the left side of the basket. That would not go, and the Columbus Discoverers knock off the Hastings High Tigers tonight, getting a field goal from Nathan Silva with 1.6 seconds to play in the fourth quarter to beat the Hastings High Tigers by 3, 69-66. So the Tigers have lost five games in a row now. They dropped to 7 wins and 10 losses on the season. Columbus improves to 7 wins and 11 losses. Again, the final score was Columbus over Hastings tonight, 69-66. Back with a recap after this.